PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Bonus episode. How you doing? Welcome to Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo, chilling in the Crespediso studio with Drew Stacogren. Drew.
What up, dude?
How you doing, dude?
Doing.
Here. Doing it to it. Okay, are you ready to do it.
It to it.
The guys, we did a great episode 272 with Ken Miller this weekend. That was a lot of fun. It was our first time he was in studio, but definitely not going to be the last.
No, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I enjoyed it.
We did so much talking that we didn't do any movie news whatsoever.
I noticed that.
Yes, we just cut it.
Unfortunately, we missed the opportunity to ask a stand-up comedian for a Biebs update.
You know what? Next time we'll lead off with movie news. Then maybe the Vox Populi gets cut. Ooh, that would cause controversy. It would if I give them shit for, give me your emails, and then they give them to me.
We're not reading them this week.
Cut. The Populi would revolt.
Would they?
And we would lose our 7 listeners.
That's a shame.
That would be a shame, and that would just be you and me, and then it would just be back to where it started.
Yeah, I was about to say it'd be like the early days when it was just you and me.
Just except we didn't have cool things like special effects.
You're right, we didn't. Yeah. I mean, we did, but we didn't.
Well, we didn't. I mean, we could do that. Like, yeah, a lot of stuff to talk about here. I'm just going to go down the line. So this is going to be all out of order. We're jumping around. Ooh, this is the actual, start with good actual movie news gossip.
All right.
That goes in with the whole, you know, most important segment in all podcasting, movie news segment. Mm-hmm. This is from, what is that publication? It's just a couple of W's. Anyway. Darren Aronofsky. Mm-hmm. Remember that time when he was dating Jennifer Lawrence? And then they made that crazy movie. Mm. Remember that time?
Mm-hmm.
That was so long ago.
I remember that crazy movie. The movie was crazy.
It was wild.
Did you watch One Strange Rock? Speaking of Darren Aronofsky, sorry to tangent.
No, not yet.
I recorded it. I haven't watched it either.
You haven't watched it either. I don't have Nat Geo.
It was on
Geo,
Monday.
So no. I got like nothing.
It's got basic cable. I got Nat Geo.
It's on the basic cable package?
Yeah. All
right, I'll double check.
I got the basic bullshit.
I'll be honest. I haven't turned on that cable box in like 3 weeks.
No. Yeah.
It's been all Spotify, Netflix, and Amazon Primes.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure it's worth watching.
Now it's at Nat Geo. I know, yeah. I'll check. I'll look. All right, so they dated while they made Mother, broke up shortly thereafter. Of course, they did the thing when they broke up. It was like, amicable, they appreciate each other, blah, blah, blah. All right, let's get a little bit of real now. Darren Aronofsky spoke with The Economist Radio about Jennifer Lawrence's claims that she tore her diaphragm because she hyperventilated too much during intense scenes.
Sucks for her.
That's what she said. Darren Aronofsky says, I wasn't pushing Jennifer on that day. I was pulling her back, encouraging her to remember that we were just making a movie. I don't work well with method actors. I work best with actors who basically, when you say cut, it's over and the emotion is gone. And when I say actions, they're able to go deep into it. But part of acting is finding emotions and places to go that are extreme because that's the stories we tell. I've never had a situation where an actor was so emotionally overwhelmed by the material that they lost control and hurt themselves.
That's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm.
22 year age difference between the two of them.
Good for him. Great for her.
He says, it was so interesting because people talk about how great, talented, and gifted she was. I had never seen her do anything like this before, talking about her mother.
Yeah, no, of course not.
And I didn't know if she would or could do it. She taught herself to act, and she is a very technical actor. She just absorbed all the material we gave her and unleashed it, and it exploded.
Uh-huh. I saw the movie.
And then this is Jennifer Lawrence talking to a Variety last year. We'd be on tour together. I'd come back to the hotel, and the last thing I want to talk about or think about is the movie. This is obviously when they're on the press tour together. And he comes back, and that's all he wants to talk about. I was doing double duty of trying to be a supportive partner while also being like, can I please, for the love of God, not think about Mother for 1 second?
Man. It was too much for her.
It's Wonderwall.com is the website. Wonderwall.com. It was too much for her. It was too much. Too much. The whole relationship was too much. It burned hot. Hot, hot. And then it faded away. I bet you the first, like, dozen times they had sex was like, woo-wee!
Somebody probably broke the bed.
But then it got, it becomes old.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's an old man. He can only do so much.
He's an old man. And then after, a few months, it's like, yeah, it's Jennifer Lawrence. I've seen her naked. She's also, leaves her floss on the bathroom sink in the morning. And,
you hear me? You leave your floss in the bathroom sink.
But I'm saying it's like the luster is gone, and then it's just like, wait, she's just a person. We're just people. We have flaws.
People.
God,
I hate people.
Let's see. Oh, man, this is a sad story. Firefighter dies on the set of an Ed Norton film in New York. Fire broke out on set. And I'm trying to
firefighter got torched.
Yeah, it sucks. There was a 5-alarm fire. That's bad. Ooh. Harlem Building, Motherless Brooklyn. It's a movie that Ed Norton's actually directing. Mm-hmm. Looks like Bruce Willis is in it.
Okay.
And, firefighter died. It sucks. It's not going to be good for the press for this movie now. Anytime this thing comes up.
Yeah.
It's going to be the Firefighter Died movie.
The guy who died in the fire.
Yeah, the Ed Norton movie. Oh, man. Did he even finish making it? How far along? That's tough. That's a tough circumstance.
He's just a dude. He's dead. Let's keep making this movie. Dudes die.
He's a firefighter.
He is.
He died. He's a hero, Drew.
Sure. Okay.
Speaking of heroes, Chris Evans.
Those two have nothing in common.
What are we talking about? He's Captain America. He goes to hospitals in his outfits talking to sick kids. He's a hero. Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it in print. He's a hero. In print on the internet.
Sure.
Is it still in print? If it's online?
Mayhaps. Perchance.
Interview with the New York Times talking about playing Captain America after the Avengers movies. Chris Evans says, you want to get off the train before they push you off.
I had to grow a beard for this one.
I grew a beard for this one. He's done. No, that's the extent of his character development. I grew a beard.
And my suit's darker.
He's going to be done. So Captain America dead in the fourth one? Because he filmed both. They filmed the movies back to back. It took him 9 months to make these movies. So he's in both of them.
Sure.
So what do you think? He dies in the second one? Is he amongst the dead?
I mean, dude, comic book characters, like, they die, they come back. Captain America's died a couple times.
But this is their opportunity to, for our contracts are ending. These actors have been paid years ago for this specific amount of movies. We have now gotten to the end of these contracts, so. Do we just assume if their contract's over, you're dead?
Maybe.
Thor. His contract's over. Hemsworth is done. He's not even signed up for a Thor 4.
I mean, they can bring him back if they want to. It's going to cost them money, though.
That's the thing. Do they want to spend the money? Evans signed up. Done. Contract's over.
Sure.
Is he done? Captain America?
I'm okay with that. I don't really...
He's turned out to be one of the most popular characters of the movie characters.
I mean, he did he did a fine job as Captain America.
Yeah, I thought I had no interest in the character whatsoever. I was like, I might buy this guy.
The only reason why, I mean...
Good old Chris Evans.
God. The whole Boy Scout thing. That's why I don't like Superman so much. It's the whole fucking Boy Scout. Boy Scout, and I fucking hate that shit.
Which is then why you have Tony Stark. Everyone loves Tony Stark. He's the opposite of, right? But are we done? Are we done now with Robert Downey Jr.? Are we moving on?
I mean, that's up to Whoever's writing the checks, man. Robert Downey Jr. is expensive.
I'm asking you as a.
That was done with Robert Downey Jr. like years ago.
About,
I mean, it was perfect casting. Not gonna lie about that. That was
yeah.
probably the most perfect casting of all time.
Great building blocks.
Yeah.
Time to move on.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. I'm cool with that.
Hulk is Hulk. It's whatever. He's never getting his own movie ever again.
No.
He'll just be like the flavor added to other movies.
Which I'm totally cool with.
I think it's the best way to use it.
Which means they can switch up who Hulk is whenever they want.
Whenever they need to. Like, sorry, Mark. Just too
well,
old
I mean,
now.
Eventually, if they're going to do it right, they're going to have to get to a point where he's Hulk all the time. And then it won't matter.
Then it won't matter. It'll just be a CG. And by that point, it'll just be CG. Motion capture, sure.
So it'll be Andy Serkis the whole time.
Nah, that's beneath him. He'll one of his minions that he's training for his Jungle Book movie. They'll do it.
Oh, no, screw that. I want to be the Incredible Hulk.
His minions. It's all like, I want to be the Hulk. It is all like amazing actors, too. It's not like they're nobodies that he's getting... So then walk around like animals and leotards, I'm sure. Can't wait to see that bonus features. Them bonus feats. Why are my links all messed up?
Bonus feats?
My bonus feats.
You get extra feet?
You like how I saved all that time?
That's weird.
By cutting off the...
Well, now that you're explaining it, all
curves.
That time is gone.
Actually,
it took you more time to explain it than to say the rest of the words.
They are making...
so...
over at Fox... a Doctor Doom movie. They are pushing forward.
Okay.
Doctor Doom.
Sure.
The titular Doom.
Okay.
All right. Noah Hawley, the guy behind the TV show Fargo.
Okay.
And Legion.
Sure.
Is making the movie.
Okay.
What do you think?
Could be crazy.
Could be.
I mean, as long as it's not attached to anything that's been previously done with Doom. Like a throwback to this crappy shithole of a movie or blah blah blah, then
I think it's all new.
I'm cool with that.
I think they're just severing ties with what's come before.
I'm okay with that.
Let's
do it.
Here's a quote from Holly, and how
it's gonna be weird watching a movie about a bad guy though.
Right, anti-hero
no,
movie.
Villain.
Straight up villain movie. It's a master. What if it's a mastermind? Well, we got Venom coming. He started as a villain.
Is a villain. Is.
But he's become an anti-hero with his own line, with his own book.
So weird.
It happens. It's like in wrestling. Good guys, they flip, become bad guys. Bad guys flip, become good guys. Sometimes it goes, Hulk Hogan starts good guy, became bad guy. And then there's a good guy. At the end, he was a good guy again. So, what are you...
Sure.
What are you gonna do? It's like...
Whatever you say.
It's the same thing. So okay. This will be Dr. Doom. When he's like, he starts out as like Hulk Hogan, but by the end, they'll be Hollywood Hogan. Like, oh, Latveria, brother.
I really hope he says that.
What's the name of the country?
Something like that.
Or is that a real... See, that's the thing. I don't even know. My geography is terrible. Noah Hawley is actually looking to Captain America the Winter Soldier as his example of a way he can approach the franchise. Quote, it's something that Winter Soldier did really well, which was kind of make a Cold War thriller movie out of a superhero movie. This is different than that, but it does have this idea of, and I don't want to say too much, but it's a mixture of genres. The mandate is not to relaunch Fantastic Four as much as it is to take this fascinating and underserved character and really build a movie about him, where we ask the question, is he a hero? Is he a villain? What does he really want?
I'm cool with that.
Noah says to the Observer, what's interesting to me about Doom's character is he is the king of an Eastern European country, and is there a version of this that is more of a political thriller that mixes genres? So maybe he is going straight up political thriller.
That was my favorite Captain America movie.
Winter Soldier?
Winter Soldier was sure. Because, I don't know, it's like I'm watching this movie, and here's Robert Redford, and we're doing a political thriller.
Yeah.
It's like, what is going on
like,
inside this crazy movie with... flying skyscrapers that crash into the ground.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, you can't trust the government, but also, here's a guy with a metal arm.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, men in suits and men in suits.
It's like, oh,
interesting.
It's Robert Redford. He's so serious. He's so serious. But then he's like, Hail Hydra. It's like, oh, he's in, he's in on the goofiness, too. It's fun.
Like
he's having fun.
Men in suits? Men in suits.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Like I said, these stories aren't in any order. Movie Pass.
Sure.
You get that article I sent you?
I did.
Did you actually click on it, look at it, read it?
I'm not giving them any of my information.
All right, well,
cut those assholes.
I'm giving them mine. $6.95 a month.
Good for you.
But you got to pay for it all up front.
They're gonna know everything about you, Chris.
Yeah, I do a podcast. I put it out there for free. Yeah. It's already out there. They can do it if they do the extra work. I'm just now cutting them in. Like, they, you know what? They're paying me for that info.
Now they're on the end.
Everyone else is getting it for free, and MoviePass is paying me. They're the idiots, suckers. Right. What a bunch of dummies. Well, no, I'm paying them.
So I'm going to have to start buying my tickets on my own. That's what you're saying.
Well, yeah, we're going to figure something out. And I'm going to figure out how this works. Because I got to get them at the theater. This may be a huge pain in the ass. But other people have figured it out. They seem to love it. So I'll see what I got to do. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. At only $7 a month, I mean, it's going to pay for itself. How quickly? For me? You know what I'm saying? So there we go. I'm in on that movie pass, Drew. And it's for a limited time only. And then you know what they do that's smart? These movie pass holes, you know what they do? They, when they have these limited offers, they don't put an end date on it.
Really? Why?
Why do you think? Because you're like, oh shit, I got it. Is this going to expire? I gotta jump on it right away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If there's not a big response, they can leave it out a little longer. If a bunch of people jump on it right away, they can pull it. Like, damn it. This blew up in our face. We got an extra million more than we wanted.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how long it takes for me to get this card now. That was a huge issue in the beginning. As far as I know, it still is maybe an issue. It takes forever for people to get their card. I gotta wait for that thing before I can do anything. I think there's a few theaters that use e-ticketing. Very few, but anyway. So, Han Solo. I got some Solo. Chris Miller, Phil Lord news. Juicy Cogburn.
Okay.
We gotta see here. So, as we all know, recap, Solo. Lord Miller signed on to direct a script written by Lawrence Kasdan. Lawrence Kasdan, one of the original OG Star Wars dudes, right? They were fired after 75% of the movie was done for creative differences. Apparently, they were encouraging a lot of improv, and they weren't shooting the script.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
First off, confirmation has come back. That Ron Howard simply shot the script.
Okay.
So the same script that Lord Miller was working on, mm-hmm. it's not like Rogue One.
Okay.
Where they brought in Tony Gilroy, the guy who wrote the Bourne movies, uh-huh. to like rewrite and then essentially reshoot 40% of the movie. It's different than that. They're like, no, we need someone to come in and do what we asked from the beginning, which is hysterical.
Mm.
Imagine that movie, Drew. We got a quote here from Chris Miller. This is about someone asked him because they're on someone asked him about their labeling credits. That's important. They did a whole bunch of work. They're not going to be credited as directors. Their shit was fucking... They've been axed. They're taking an executive producer credit.
Interesting.
Executive producer, which entitles them to some monies.
A little bit.
They'll get some monies for their work, but not as much as they would have for an actual producer credit or especially for a director credit. But it actually, the thing about shooting the script, it's interesting. Someone asked Donald Glover, because he's Lando. What was it like, Ron Howard coming on? Like, did it change the movie a lot? He's like, no, it didn't change nothing. It's all good. It lends more credence to that. Because it is the same movie. But it didn't change the movie. It's just apparently... you know what happened? This is crazy. Someone put out an article. An unnamed actor, an anonymous source from the set, claimed that the team of Lord Miller... they were demanding like 20 to 30 takes... per scene, and that they didn't know what they were doing and they were in over their head. And then Chris Miller put out on Twitter without linking to anything, don't believe everything you read. So there's all this the snipey backbiting of Hollywood, man. It's delicious. I mean,
that's the business.
It is the business. The whole anonymous thing sucks though. And then who was it? Was it Guardian? I can't remember who put out the article. I don't have the actual link here. Speaking of Donald Glover, he was working on that Deadpool show.
Okay.
Remember that?
Vaguely.
Exactly. It was announced forever ago on FX, an animated Deadpool show written and produced by him and his brother.
Okay.
Steven. And the reason why you barely remember it is because it was announced and then it's been radio silence since then. Mm. And then now, gone. Puff of dust.
Okay.
Glover has announced that the Deadpool show is not happening. Due to vague old creative differences.
So be it.
I mean, why wouldn't you just let him? You got a super popular guy. He's making a lot of money for you with Atlanta.
No.
He's very popular. He's like the it dude of the moment. He's about to be Lando. His profile's about to be bigger. Why not just let him make his thing?
Maybe they just don't think he's right for Deadpool for whatever reason.
You think Fox cares that much about...
Well, no, I mean, is it...
Because it's Fox.
I have no idea.
They don't have the same sort of, like... Like, Marvel cares. That's why the Marvel movies work, because they care. I feel like DC doesn't care.
I mean, Fox cares about Deadpool.
More than monetarily?
I don't know. I mean, Deadpool's pretty spot on.
I think the reason why they let that movie even exist, because it only had a budget of $44 million. Mm. It's pretty low budget. Mm. Very interested in the... Budget for this one. He just Josh Brolin's
CG arm
alone feels like it's gonna cost a lot of money.
No, I mean, we'll see.
Have they gotten that good? Back to comic books. Captain Marvel movie set in the 90s, which means actors are coming back to reprise roles. Thoughts, dead or gone?
Okay.
We always knew that Samuel Jackson was gonna be in the movie.
Yeah,
as a younger Nick Fury, a two-eyed one.
Nice. Well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. They got, this is Carol Danvers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they've got a history.
There you go. So that's what they're mining.
Yeah.
And then her whole story is, where are they? I always get the fucking names wrong. The Kree?
Oh.
Right? The space, space fanatics?
Mm-hmm.
The Kree were used in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
Ronan, the whoever,
the
Accuser.
He was Kree.
And Korath, the Pursuer, Jimon Hansu's character.
Mm-hmm.
Jimon Hansu and Lee Pace, who played Ronan Accuser. Is it Lee Pace? I believe so. They are in Captain Marvel.
Interesting.
So they are coming back to play those roles again.
I wonder when we're going to get some Skrulls. And then the Kree versus Skrull War.
Isn't that from, did they use a Kree in, isn't the Skrulls in the Avengers?
Skrulls have they got the funky chins. They're supposed to be green.
Like Thanos.
They look like Thanos, but so they're green skinned.
Weren't they used in the Avengers movie? The ones that came out of the wormhole?
I don't remember.
It's been so long already.
No, exactly. Don't remember.
It does say here. Carol's first chapter as a superhero is here, not only crossing paths with Kree like Mar-Vell, but also battling the shape-shifting Skrulls.
Okay.
So I guess we're getting both Kree and Skrull.
Sweet.
Brie Larson's Carol Danvers. Sweet. Samuel Jackson. Also coming back, Drew Clark Gregg. That's Phil Coulson. Agent Phil Coulson. Because why not?
I thought he was dead.
Yes. In the 2000s.
Oh.
Actually, he's alive. But he's in the TV world.
Okay.
He's on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And they've talked about how, like, hey, you ever going to be back in the movies? He's like, no. I'm like, it's a weird now Marvel. Because the whole cinematic TV worlds were supposed to cross over. Remember that? And that's never really happened?
Not really.
Old Clark Gregg's a casualty of that.
Yeah, he was in it. Yeah, because he was in some of the movies. And then he went to TV and you never saw him again.
Because no one watched it. Well, people watch the show because they still make it. But he's on the movies again. But now he will be coming back to movies playing a younger version of himself. Because it's set in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Also in the movie, Jude Law. Which is sweet.
Okay.
And the Bendelsohn.
Ben Mendelsohn.
Yes.
Love me some Mendelsohn.
Captain Marvel comes out March 2019. Steven Spielberg he's doing the rounds for Ready Player One. Someone asked him about the Tintin sequel, and he said it's happening. He's just waiting. It's kind of on Peter Jackson, because the idea was for Peter Jackson to do the second one, and then they were going to co-direct the third one.
Mm-hmm.
And but then the whole thing with the writer's strike happened, which delayed The Hobbit, and then Guillermo del Toro left The Hobbit because he couldn't, like, it was taking too long.
Mm-hmm.
So Peter Jackson stepped in, and he had to make those three awful movies. And so that put all the Tintin stuff on hold. Spielberg says he's ready to do it. It's going to takes like 3 years to make a movie like this.
Mm-hmm.
No official announcement, but... I want more of those Tintin movies,
too.
Man.
Tintin was fun.
It was a good movie, and it was financially successful, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
$350 million worldwide, something like that. So, back to the X-Men movies and Fox all over the place. Really, this is a really messed up order here.
Mm-hmm.
Both X-Men: Dark Phoenix and New Mutants pushed back
Okay. Again.
For New Mutants again. New Mutants was supposed to come out April 13th, as in like 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
They got pushed to February.
What?
Of next year.
What?
For reshoots. We talked about this.
Yeah.
For reshoots, and so they can insert a whole new character and to make the movie scarier.
The whole crazy thing.
That now got pushed from February 2019 to August 2019. So now over a year later, this movie's getting pushed back. That's kind of a long, long time for this movie to come out. The reason it's getting pushed that far back is because X-Men : Dark Phoenix is being moved from November of this year to February. Getting the Black Panther spot, essentially.
Okay.
Because not only Black Panther, but Deadpool have shown that these kind of movies can, quote, you know, open big in February.
Yeah.
Now other people are wanting to do that.
Interesting.
So
we'll see how it goes.
Now that X-Men movie's getting pushed back. Are you even looking forward at all to the redo of the Dark Phoenix? Apparently it's going to take two movies to do.
The fact that they have to split it up into two movies is kind of fucking ridiculous. So we'll see how it all goes. We'll see.
What happens if they sneak Silver Surfer into the Avengers movie somehow? Maybe in the second one?
They could.
What if Avengers 4, the reason they haven't announced the title is because it's called Avengers 4, :
Revenge of the Silver Surfer.
Revenge of the Silver Surfer. Yeah, right? A24, one of the founding members of...
It's just weird seeing... It's weird with Silver Surfer not being around where the Fantastic Four are. That's like, it's almost, they're almost like hand in hand. They were like...
Well, they did that Fantastic Four too back in the day. Even had Galactus as a poo cloud.
Giant poo cloud.
We mentioned that briefly with Ken Miller. There was like deals made a year or two ago that involved Silver Surfer, but none of that matters much any longer with Disney just buying everything.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be cool to see all of a sudden you just see like some Silver Surfer in his face.
What the fuck is that? It's like,
you know exactly what that is, motherfucker.
Is that guy surfing in space?
Yes, he is.
In a silvery fashion? Mm-hmm. One of the founding members of A24 has left the company, Drew.
No.
Like three dudes started the company in New York City a few years ago. The second movie, they put out one movie. Can't remember the title offhand. The second movie they put out was Spring Breakers.
Yeah.
So, like off the bat, they're like, boom, we're making a cultural impact.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
We're making crazy shit.
And, they've been trucking along since then. They're built a reputation as a company with a great track record for having great taste in movies, for these small type of movies.
I was about to say, like, every time I see an A24 thing pop up in front of a trailer, I'm like, oh, like, all right, so I'm going to go see this.
They show the Hereditary trailer again.
That's so crazy, like, dude.
I'm walking out. I don't want to watch it. I saw the trailer once. That's enough. This is the second time I've had
crazy.
Like, look away and not... I walked out of the theater. I was like, I'm leaving the theater. I'm tired of... I'll just use my phone outside for a while. I'm tired of watching trailers, things being spoiled for me.
It looks nuts.
Their corporate structure, their in-house structure is interesting. No one has titles, per se.
Okay.
And they're just like... There's the founders, so they obviously kind of run things. But then there's like people that work under them, and there's no like president, vice president, nothing like that. They just work. They have a very open, creative structure there, and it's been working for them. But one of the founding members has left the company to put out a very amicable statement saying this is great for everyone. We wish him well, blah, blah, blah. So we'll see if he's going to go start, you know, B25 or some shit, you know, another like awesome little production company.
Maybe he's the one with all the taste.
Is he the one with the taste? Did they argue and he's out and they're trying to be cool about it? Or, oh, man. Or is he going to just take his money and take the money and run?
Yeah, maybe he's just... Seriously, maybe he's just sick of the work.
He's just
like,
done.
You know what? I'm going to take some of this cash. I'm going to get the fuck out.
They've been working hard over there.
Dude, they have. They're
just a lot of stuff.
You framed that A24 thing in, man? Come on. That thing's so sweet.
I know it is. I'm working on it, man. I had to frame other things.
Where's it going to go? In the living room?
Other things are very expensive.
Or above the sofa?
Probably other than that or on the right.
It's pretty big.
Over there. On the right.
We talked about this so briefly, and I guess we'll end the show with This Week in Rape Culture. Sex crimes version. Not really, actually. No.
It's all sex crimes.
I just want to throw in the sex crimes.
It's all sex crimes.
It is all sex crimes. The internet went up. I don't know. I'll just do that thing. The Nickelodeon has this guy that they've been working with since the 90s. His name's Dan Schneider. And they're parting ways with him. They've announced that they are their production deal that they've had with his production company has come to an end contractually. And they're choosing not to renew it. With that, they're canceling one of the shows, or they're ending it after three seasons. But I think they're going to continue making one show that's like one of their most popular ones. Here we go again. I had to shut off the fat of here. The shows that he's done, Drew, the people he's worked with, he's like worked with some of the names that you know. Names that you know, Drew.
Names that I know.
Names that you know. For example, Ariana Grande.
Okay.
All right. What's this other one's name? The one who shaved her head. And then did your bong out the window.
Don't know who did that.
People listening are like screaming. Her name is this, you idiots.
Yes, I am an idiot. And I really don't know anything about pop singers.
You don't know much about chartreuses?
No. Chanteuse.
A chanteuse.
A female singer?
There you go, yes. That's why you didn't know what it was, because I was saying the wrong word.
Because you mispronounced it.
Because I'm an idiot. Here we go. Dan Schneider, you worked with people such as...
Anyway, so you were saying...
Here we go. Shows like Guys Like Us. Remember that one?
Nope.
I don't either. The Amanda Show.
Nope.
What I Like About You.
Nope.
Drake and Josh.
Nope.
You've heard of that one? No?
Nope.
Zoe 101?
Nope.
You've heard of iCarly?
See, these are all live action, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yes, they are.
Live action.
That's very important. That's a very important part.
I don't know anything about live action Nickelodeon.
And these are all,
I am way too old for that shit.
You are too old, and these are all like aimed at tweens, early 2000s to mid 2000s stuff. Victorious? You already heard of that one. No. Sam and Cat. You've heard of Keenan and Kelly.
Yes, I have.
As well as All That.
Yes, that was. I was almost too old for that show.
Almost, though. But I still watched it. I was like, this show's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
He was a showrunner of All That, and that was kind of a start with Nickelodeon.
That was that was like the sketch comedy for kids.
Exactly. It was SNL.
But lots of singing and
kids.
Dancing, if I remember correctly. Lots of singing. I think that's what turned me off.
Probably.
A little bit.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm not into musicals.
No, you're right. You're all kind of age. We're just a couple year or two younger.
Yeah.
There's been, if you look up this guy's name, Dan Schneider,
mm-hmm.
and then look up, like, Feet, or Kids Feet, something like that. Or,
no, he's a fuck guy, he's into the little kids' feet.
There is an inordinate amount of inappropriate material that he's made with these child actors over the years, that's very questionable, and a lot of it's on TV in the shows, and if you compile it context-free... It's very bad. Even within context, it's very bad.
Interesting.
I would recommend... Someone did a great Twitter thread that I wish I could just easily link to.
Yeah.
That was like, here's like... Like, we're not necessarily accusing Dan Schneider of anything. Here is just a list of things that he's done. Like, it's on the record. And here's video proof of everything. And it's like, here's a shot of him. I think it's Amber Tamblyn.
Anybody, somebody.
She shaved her head and threw the bong out the window. She's all crazy for a while. It was very sad. It's very, very sad. It was like, here's videos of her, like Ariana Grande and all these other young actors and actresses on these shows, and just like videos of their feet being tickled, bare feet, and just a close up of the feet. And like, here's videos, lots of videos of people like spraying different types of like foams on each other in a very like sexual way. And it's a lot of very sexualized imagery of young kids on shows that he's the mastermind behind. And they're like, we're not saying anything. Just look at all the stuff that you just look at it. Just look. And people are like, oh, interesting. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, Nickelodeon let it go on for 2.5 decades.
2.5 decades? Yes. And now with the whole Me Too thing and the Time's Up and et cetera, et cetera, they've found a nice, easy way to break clean because people are asking. It's out there. TV's not getting hit the same way. For some reason, it's picky choosy with the industries. Movies got hit hard. Music industry, not. Probably because the music industry is dead. Is that why they're not in power anymore?
I mean,
streaming has killed all that. MP3s have killed.
Is it dead because people are hitting the concert scene hard?
That's the thing. Yeah. So there's some accusations out there with rock stars, but none of that's sticking. The Jared Leto stuff isn't sticking for some reason. A lot of accusations about how he treats his underage 16, 17 year old groupies.
I'm sure he
treats them very poorly.
You know what you need to do as a grown man to 16 and 17 year old groupies?
Nothing. Stay away from them. Yeah, keep a barrier between you and them.
You need to have your security politely escort them the fuck away from you at all times.
You have a very controlled and monitored meet and greet, signing stuff, pose for pictures, put in those earplugs for all the screaming.
At no point in time are you alone with them.
Wave goodbye, and then you're asking, where are the of age girls, please? No, he's not. It's not. Allegedly, don't sue me 30 seconds tomorrow. I got a Jared Leto Funko Pop right there. I felt morally conflicted purchasing it because I want to complete my collection.
Yep. I mean, it's not Jared Leto, it's the character from the movie, Chris. It just happens to be played by Jared Leto.
Of all the Funko Pops, it's the one that looks most like the guy.
You're the one who's putting that onto him.
I guess so. No, he's the one who's
You're telling me that Jared Leto naturally has the head structure of a Funko Pop.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
He's a walking Funko Pop.
There we go.
Just want to push him over.
He's a big old bobblehead.
He's a giant Peps boy. Pep Boys? Pep Boys. Remember those guys?
Yeah.
Is that part of the retail apocalypse?
I have no idea.
Have you seen all the stores that have closed shop, that are closing shop? The list of stores?
No, I haven't. I don't really do a lot of quote-unquote shopping at stores.
Oh, Drew, no one's doing any quote-unquote shopping at stores.
I mean, the only shopping at stores I do is for clothes. I mean, everything else pretty much I buy online because I can get it delivered straight to my doorstep.
Have you been to the Dillard's lately?
No, I have not.
Last time I was there, it didn't look like they were getting any new shipments in there.
It doesn't surprise me. I knew eventually that place was going to... I mean, eventually that whole mall's going to shut down.
Yes, right? Well, it's in partly... Well, no, part of it's being... That part where they've raised the Sears, they're constructing, there's like... They have leases for like four big businesses. The Olive Garden's moving over there. Mm-hmm. They're opening a Longhorn Steakhouse over there. And two other big things are opening over there.
I forgot
spot.
One of those hardware, those Orchard hardware stores.
Which is an upper end retail and something else. So,
well, I mean, it makes sense. Seriously, all the people from Baldwin Park are going to go to that Orchard. That's where they're going to buy all their shit from now on. That's going to be their local hardware store.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of smart.
Isn't it crazy? Man, I can't find. There's a really good chart of like all
fuck the mall, tear it down, turn it into a strip mall. It's a really big one. It's what they do everywhere.
It is all.
Make it a shopping center.
Oh, it's all strip malls here.
Call it a shopping center.
It is all.
Your shopping center.
You're right. Shopping plaza. Plaza sound nicer.
Whatever. Same thing.
I'd rather go to a plaza than a center. A center sounds like I'm being rounded up and I'm going to be put on a bus and sent to Siberia. A plaza, I'm going there to see like Chancantas dancers. Catalan.
Excuse me.
Everyone made a big deal about Toys R Us closing.
Yes.
Abercrombie and Fitch is closing 60 stores.
Okay. That's semi-luxury.
Aerosoles is a New Jersey-based women's footwear store closing 88 locations in New Jersey and New York. Well, because it's in New Jersey and New York. But they're closing pretty much all their stores. American Apparel closing 110 stores. BB, the women's apparel chain, closing 168 stores. Children's Place. Remember Children's Place?
Nope.
They will close all their stores by 2020. They're going digital. Claire's. You know Claire's. Where all the teenage girls work and then sell stuff to other teenage girls.
You say so?
Very popular store. Closing 92 by the end of April. We'll close, that's on top of the 160 they closed last year. CVS, Drew. Where people get their drugs.
Pharmacy.
70 store locations closed in 2017.
You hear Walgreens going out of business.
Foot Locker. 110 stores will be closed.
I mean, yeah, people buy a lot of their shoes online.
But then they're also opening 40 more. That makes no sense. Last year, they closed 140 stores globally. Guess. That's not, I'm not asking you to guess. That's the name of the restaurant. That's the name of the, not the restaurant. The store. The Guest stores. Remember Guest?
Vaguely.
Exactly. That's why they closed 60 of their stores last year. Gymboree. Remember Gymboree?
No.
They confirmed they are closing 350 of its 1,200 stores.
What is...
Gymboree. It's like another one, like a children's place type place.
Once again, children's stuff.
H&H Greg.
Yeah.
Closing all 220 of its stores.
Yeah, I mean, the one that was here in Orlando only lasted like a year or two.
They took the old Circuit City spot. Remember them?
Yeah.
Old man. J. Crew. Planned store closings, 50. JCPenney. Ooh, this one hurts. Closed 138 stores last year.
Yeah, they did. I'm waiting for this one over here to go fucking.
It's amazing how they hang. They're hanging on. You walk through there? Have you walked through there?
I have. Every once in a while. I mean, actually, last time I got the shirts I needed for the wedding.
Oh, there you go. You had to go to Penny.
Yeah.
Macy's laid off 5,000 workers as part of their effort to streamline business. Revealed 81 of their 100 store closures that they first announced in August 2016. So they announced the first 81 stores that they said they're going to close 100 of them. They announced the first 81. Payless filed bankruptcy, closing 800 stores this year. 800 stores.
Payless shoes.
Go buy you some shoes, Drew.
Is everybody buying shoes online? Is that the way it works?
That's what it is. We got Radio Shack shut down 1,000 stores earlier this year.
I'm surprised they didn't go down what Circuit City did.
Right? Radio Shack operating now with just 70 stores nationwide. Barely, that's not even two stores a state.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of those, quote, they used to be an electronics specialty thing when electronics were a specialty.
Yeah.
Now they're everywhere. You can get everything that you can get at Circuit City. You can get the electronics section of Target or Walmart, or half of it you can get at fucking Publix.
You could get a drone at a 7-Eleven.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
there's
right. That's right.
I mean, unless you're selling high-end expensive electronics, you don't need a standalone store.
There you go. Sears Kmart. Sears Holdings owns Kmart.
Okay.
Shuttered 35 Kmarts and 8 Sears last July. Closed more than 300 locations last year.
Yeah, we were one of the Sears.
Toys R Us closing all 700 stores, which will lay off 33,000 people. And Wet Seal. Remember Wet Seal?
Nope.
That's
women's clothing.
Teens fashion, which is an odd name for teens clothing. Wet Seal. Shuttered its 171 stores last year. Oof.
So be it.
That's the retail apocalypse, and it's just starting.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Just starting.
Do your shopping. I mean, everybody's shopping online.
Everyone's shopping online. That's part of it. Another part of it is how companies like Bain Capital, that company that Mitt Romney was a big part of before he had to divest himself from it to run, which is now what Trump, it's hysterical. Jimmy Carter had a peanut farm that he had to sell, and Trump is taking... Bain Capital, they are the type of company that they find a company that's in distress, like a Toys R Us, and they purchase it, and then they load it with a lot of debt, and then sell it for parts, and then the operation itself is unable to continue under all that debt, and then Bain Capital, like, they sell it, they flip it, they do something, they get their money out of it, and then they leave it there, and it just, like, dies under all that, under that debt. That's what happened to Toys R Us. But then, of course, the CEO, while he gets his $14 million payout, he's like, oh, it's the millennials, they use Amazon too much.
Yeah. Well, once again, I mean, last time I went to Toys R Us, it was all toys,
but no us
and video games. Toys, once again, department stores, your Targets, your WalMarts, your this, that, the other.
Same with video games.
You can get all those toys. Your video games, I can get it
right across the aisle in the aforementioned electronics section.
Exactly.
I used to love going to Toys R Us and the aisle video games. There's the plastic slips with the papers in them.
Dude, I used to have to drive an hour. My mom used to have to drive me an hour to go to Toys R Us. It would be like a twice a year thing. Like, I would have money saved. We would drive to Toys R Us. I would buy my toys or my video game. We would go home.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It's an epic adventure.
It was.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's probably in fucking Tampa.
It's crazy.
You know?
And now it's back to that way. You want to go to Toys R Us? You got it. Well, actually, no. They're all just going
to
close.
I don't care. There will be no Toys R Us. I don't need to go to Toys R Us. I can get my kids' toys online if I ever have kids.
If you ever have kids.
I'm never going to have kids.
There we go. So. Boom. Toys for you.
Well, I mean.
More toys for you, more toys for me.
Yeah. Toys for us.
Less toys for us. That's what we're going to open Toys for Us. Instead of Toys R Us, Toys for Us.
For us.
And it'll be an adult version of a toy store. What's an adult version of Fairfield? Are we going to open a porn shop? Let's open a porn shop.
I don't want to open a porn shop.
And we'll call it Toys for Us. And the mascot will be Jeffrey the Giraffe. Just like the Toys R Us one.
If you want to, we can get all patriotic with it and just put two periods at the end of the U and one after the S and put it in a giant American flag.
That's even better. We'll do that. That'll be our 4th of July special where everything's 75% off. Well, I was going to say our Jeffrey the Giraffe will be, when he takes off his hat, you'll be like, it's a giraffe. He takes off his hat. It's like, no, it's a giant cock and balls with like a weird sexual disease deformity that makes it look like a giraffe if you look at it like. I think
that's an awful idea.
I think this commercial idea is going to do gangbusters.
Awful.
I think it's going to be great.
Worst idea. One of the worst ideas you've had.
I think it's going to make us so much money. Are you ready to invest?
No.
You're my one lead. I don't have any other leads after you.
Well, I guess this isn't happening then.
All right, well, that was a failure. That whole episode was just so I could try to pitch you on my toys for U.S., see, I even worked in your idea. See how you said I worked in your idea? Don't you want to invest?
Nope.
God, Chris, God, you suck. You're terrible.
Now you just sound thirsty.
Okay, well, we're just going to have to end this then. Where can people find you online?
At Antihero419, some places on the internet. Some places, that is.
Follow on people, do that shit. And rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts and stuff like that. All right.
A PFT Media production.